government has been focusing a lot in the last couple of years on housing and retrofitting and energy and that, and the energy prior to the energy crisis and the war in Ukraine. So we have been very fortunate, and I would put a lot of the credit down to our excellent staff here in the Liverpool and RLND. We have led out on the retrofit, and we've had three major projects in Crowan Heights and Lifford, Hollybush, and also then in Emmett Park, where we had 52, 30 and 27 houses completely retrofit. And this is new windows, doors, and air to water heating. And I must say, we're delighted there. Just recently, they got the news there, Paul Gillespie, that the Lifferson area has again been successful in making an application. Now we have been announced that we're going to get another 47 houses completely retrofit. And this is a new air to water heating system and windows and doors. And this will be in Railway Avenue and Kelly Garden and Hilltop Crescent in Stornoway. These two estates now have been selected. Now, we're even working and trying to increase that number, but as I say, them 47 houses, which is absolutely brilliant, and it's great credit to our housing manager and the team around that the Lifferson area has managed to lead both within the county and across a lot of counties to bring this, and it's great news for existing tenants who have gone to all of us and all of our colleagues in the MD over many years with problems with windows and doors opening, closing, drafts. I don't know many complaints I ever got out of, say, the likes of Hilltop Crescent. Sometimes you have wooden windows or different windows. They're just not closing right. There's no point putting on heat if you're losing it out to the doors. But also, there has been great feedback from estates and cast fun and reaction to the air to water. So to say, it's great news, and it's great government initiative, and it's great that Donegal County Council have been so active and proactive and getting us funding. And as I say, we're about to go again.
And is there an expected rollout date for commencing on these projects?
Yeah, well, they're just finishing up now at Emmett Park. They see a lot of the people are in place. Obviously, the sort of the properties will now be surveyed. That's the first thing they do, because all the properties are different state of repair, you know, heating systems and radiators, different things to get there. So, and then the windows and the doors and that. So the first step now is to survey. Like, but going from past experience, as I say, Lifford Castle Fund, it was a very, very quick turnaround, and the residents in them estates will have been given out very positive responses, and I'm sure they'll tell you it has been quite quick, the turnaround. Like, so later on this year here, we hope to get things started. You know, soon it's all about tender and procurement. That's very important that's done openly and transparently, you know, and then there's questions then I ask them myself to make sure that, like, there is only one firm in Ireland that actually manufactures this, and I would be concerned that they be at least get a fair level playing field, that they can be at least to tender in. I won't mention it, but, like, you know, it's something I've raised with management here in the council, because I have one of these machines on myself, like, and I know from experience, but you know, we want to give everybody in our Irish made, then at least they should be allowed to tender, and not that there's not too much sort of the tender documents. Sometimes if there's too much detail, and you nearly describe one machine over another, and that's something I've raised times with the council. But as I say, hopefully later on this year we'll see action on the ground. And as I say, it's been confirmed that that's 47. Them 47 houses, Railway Avenue and Kelly Garden, Hilltop Crescent.
And I'm sure it will be welcome to the residents there in terms of the cost of living crisis. It will surely save them on their heating.
Absolutely, and just it'll be life changing, really, for the people that live in them houses. Really, it's something to be experienced now. You know, just constant heat, 24/7, constant heat. The bills are obviously a bit higher in the winter time, but comparing it to the other sources of heat now, and the price, and this is even before the war in Ukraine, before the housing crisis, there is value for money, and I know that from first-hand experience. But it's obviously the way we're going, like, going forward, like, and hopefully it's not too long before they rolled out to all of the other council properties. There are obviously challenges for people in private houses because the grants are quite difficult. They're pitched at a very high level where you might spend 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 in order to draw down a small grant. But that's something that needs to be worked on as well. But like, you know, with all these other announcements, like the 30,000 and 50,000, works now for derelict buildings as well too within towns, or for owner occupier. Like, there is an awful lot of grants and opportunities out there, and I know the council is really struggling to try and keep up with them all and get staff in place to start delivering them out, because we want to see the people at Donegal benefiting from every scheme. Like, we just don't know how long the economy and things will get holed up, and we also have a mica crisis, and my colleagues are obviously fighting and looking away then for mobile dwellings or things to get there to be put in place. So look, things are moving in the right direction, probably not fast enough, and you know, it's important too to welcome good progress when it's there, and you know, to thank, you know, some of the staff and the council have really worked very hard to make this happen.
Thank you very much, Cathaoirleach.